Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Costos.
Saquon Barkley, the reigning offensive player of the year. He has been terrible this season. Doesn't look close to the same player with the eye test, and I dare anyone to disagree with me on that. I dare you. It means you're not watching the games. But there was a first-person shooter. The one that really, like, launched the genre into the stratosphere was Doom. And there was a cheat code that you could use, and you would enter what's called God mode. When Matthew Stafford gets rolling, he's like in God mode. Him right now and Sean McVay, like Hall & Oates.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos. Our unbelievable crew. I'm disappointed in the crew. Just 30 seconds on our crew. You know, everybody's under the weather these days. It's that time of year, right? The weather has started to change, especially here in the Northeast. It's cold out. It's rainy here in New York City today. My daughter's sick. My wife's sick. I'm a little under the weather. But you know what? You never hear Nick Costos complain. Not on the air, at least. Off air, I'm bitching and moaning constantly. But on the air, not so much. I log on for the show today. And I'm in the VMix chat. And there's just silence. No one's saying anything. Everyone's because, you know, holidays are coming up. It's okay, everybody. In 2 days, we're all going to be getting fat off turkey and watching football. No problem, everybody. Well, guess what? Nick Costos is here to dominate today, baby. Let's get it today. Nick Costos. I have faith that the crew will become amazing as the show goes on. Our amazing crew and you here on, I was going to say on the BetMGM Network. I already did that. I'm not feeling great. On the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, we are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we're talking basketball. Oh, baby. Can't wait to talk some hoops today on You Better You Bet. We will get into college basketball off of an awesome start to Feast Week yesterday. And I'm going to tell everybody, the national championship contender one of the favorites on the odds board right now to win the Natty in college basketball. The team that concerns me right now, despite an electric start to the season for them, color me concerned. I will share that with you coming up later this hour. And with the NBA's Eastern Conference being absolutely ridiculously wide open, and we got a couple front runners at the top of the Eastern Conference right now, I'm going to tell everybody, the Eastern Conference Titans right now that I believe are frauds as far as an 82-game regular season and a postseason go. So we will get to the NBA, college basketball. We will talk basketball, a little hoop later here on You Better You Bet. We are also going to get you set to bet and win. Hopefully. No guarantees there. If you read the fine print, no guarantees there. We'll be breaking down the huge games, rivalry week coming up in college football. And among the games that we will discuss, I'm going to tell everybody the reason why I am concerned for Texas A&M on Saturday on the road at Arch Manning and Texas. Big game breakdowns of college football coming up a little later in the program. I am also today, I am going to hit every single game week 13 in the National Football League. And I'm not just talking Thanksgiving. And I'm not just talking Black Friday. No. We'll get into all the games coming up on week 13, NFL Sunday, and perhaps Monday Night Football as well with my Giants and the New England Patriots. And among the topics, among the games that we will talk about in NFL Week 13, some interesting line movements with the Texans and the Colts that I think will surprise people when they hear it, and I've got a bet on that game. And I have got a thought, and I think it's going to be a bet on Black Friday with the Eagles and the Bears, and I guarantee you this, because you know I love both these teams this year. My thought, my bet on Eagles-Bears on Black Friday will surprise you. And then I'm going to explain it, and I think you're going to agree with me. Two tremendous guests will join us as we move along. The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, best bets coming up for Week 13 in the NFL. We look forward to that with Drew. And our good pal, Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, celebrity Chicago Bears fan and former You Better You Bet co-host. We'll talk about the Bears and the Eagles, the Chiefs and the Cowboys, and more with Danny Parkins when he joins us coming up at 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Not a huge card tonight in the NBA. I've got at least one bet to share with everybody. Our guy Kenny Henderson on the board today. Kenny's trying to talk me into a second, and he might just succeed. At least one game tonight, at least one bet tonight in the association. And at least one college basketball bet tonight. I'm going to give out a bet a little later this hour for a game starting before we're off the air that starts while we're on the air during the show today. But at least one bet for games when we go off the air. And I'll just tell you the game. Gonzaga and Maryland. After we won last night with Gonzaga against Alabama, the Zags, more than a 2-touchdown favorite. Yes, I know it's basketball. Against the Terps. 14.5, the number in that game. We'll talk about it coming up a little later in the show. But we begin. Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet days before Thanksgiving with Monday Night Football. Out of all the Monday Night Football games that have ever been played, this was certainly one of them. As the Niners beat the Panthers 20-9. Now, I don't know how much I can complain here. I mean, ask my wife. She'll tell you I complain all the time. I don't know how much I can complain about the betting night last night. 4-0 in the NBA. Absolutely smoked the NBA card. And if you were watching or listening to the end of the show yesterday, I bet earlier in the day. Sometimes I place my bets like during the break before the final segments of the show. I made a bunch of NBA bets during the day yesterday, and I'm looking at the markets as I'm giving the bets out just to give the updated, you know, side and totals, and the market's moving with me on everything. I beat the market on all these games. That doesn't mean I'm going to win. I end up winning all of them. I was feeling good last night. Had Gonzaga, lost with Oregon, but overall, hoops was great. Allow me, if you will, to kvetch. Is that how you pronounce that word? Kvetch? Kvetch and moan a little bit. Just didn't want to say bitch again. Bitch. There you go. Allow me to complain about a play in Panthers 49ers. And I can't prove this because we're never going to know how it would have turned out. And I'm not suggesting that the Panthers would have won the game. I had no vested interest in Carolina winning. I would have liked for them to have covered the spread. But there was a play in this game that cost me and others, and I always have and I appreciate it. Listeners of the show will message me on Instagram, will tweet me, whatever. You know, they ride me on the bets. They ride with Nick Costos on the Prop Kings bets, on the side and the total bets, and I always appreciate that. The Carolina Panthers, at the end of the first quarter, and when we do the autopsy for Carolina, both for this game and for the Bryce Young era, we will discuss the play first and goal from the one where, obviously, we bet Panthers plus 7, and we also had Mitchell Evans anytime touchdown at 16-1. And they run play action, and Mitchell Evans is wide open. And Bryce Young not only doesn't throw him the ball, he could have run it in as well. So this is like a choose-your-own-adventure book, right? Bryce Young takes the snap. Play action. Defense bites. He can, A, turn to page 20 and throw a touchdown to Mitchell Evans and cash a huge anytime touchdown price for us. B, turn to page 30 and run the ball in. And in doing so, help us potentially cover Panthers plus 7. Or C, turn to page 69 and throw a horrible, horrible end zone interception. So we don't cash Mitchell Evans, we don't get the points, and the Panthers don't end up covering the spread. Aha, sports betting. You gotta love it. You absolutely have to love it. Do you? Yeah. Yeah. I guess you do. Let's talk about the 49ers. Win the game last night. San Francisco somehow, someway, is 8-4. With a point differential of plus 20. Now, I know it's cliche to say things like, so this is a cliche. I think it's true, but it is a cliche. This is one of the best coaching jobs of Kyle Shanahan's career. With all the injuries, whether it's Brock Purdy being out, here comes Mac Jones, 281-330-8004. All the defensive injuries that the Niners have suffered. I mean, like, the Niners trying to play defense this year without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa is like the Miami Heat playing basketball back in the day without LeBron and Dwayne Wade. Like, here's Chris Bosh and Mario Chalmers. Good luck. And I know it's a cliche. Best coach, like coach coaching team that's had a lot of success, now is like coaching a team that has no chance to win, but they're overachieving, and now this is the best coaching job of this guy's career. It is a cliche. Tried and true. Up there in the annals of cliches, like in sports, when an athlete's coming off a down year, and you get that report in training camp, whatever, athlete in best shape of his life. Oh, we get them every year. Or, like one of the great cliches in your personal life, when a remorseful husband has to say to his wife, "Honey, I promise, this time, I'm never drinking again." Got a little dark. Sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The San Francisco 49ers are somehow, someway, 8-4. And I'm going to be real. I don't think the Niners are very good. I actually think that they kind of stink. Now, there are levels to stinking, right? There's like the Penn Station bathroom in Midtown Manhattan. It's pretty awful. You know, when you walk in and it smells like the devil's urinating on you. It's terrible. There's, the New Orleans Saints. They're absolutely terrible. The Tennessee Titans with Cam Ward. They're absolutely terrible. there's a baby's diaper after the baby eats something that the baby should not eat. Absolutely brutal. The Niners are not at that level of stink. Like, they're not bad the way bad teams in the NFL are bad. They're not bad the way, like, the Giants are bad. They're not bad the way, like I said, New Orleans is bad or the Cardinals are bad. No, like, they're definitely better than that. But when you compare the 49ers to the truly elite, despite the fact that their record's 8-4, and that's why I'm saying great coaching job by Shanahan, right? Like, San Francisco's not as good as Philadelphia. San Francisco's not as good, despite the better record, as Detroit. Not as good as Green Bay. Not as good as the Rams. Not as good as the Seattle Seahawks. I don't care that in week one, the Niners beat the Seahawks in Seattle. If they played tomorrow on a neutral, who do you think would be favored? Be honest. They're not as good as the Rams. I know they beat them earlier in the year, and then the Rams went to San Francisco a couple weeks ago and laid a million points on them. Like, miss me with it. I'm not trying to be a hater at all. I have no vested interest in it. I'm always honest with you, one way or another. I don't think the Niners exist in the elite tier of teams in the National Football Conference. Which doesn't mean that there's not good things to say about them. I actually think, and I don't think that he should get another head coaching job, and like, he's being bandied about now, it's like, he's going to get interviews, and I don't understand it. Like, Robert Saleh, I think, is miscast as a head coach in the NFL. I saw it up close and personal here for years with the Jets. I don't think he's a head coach. Like, Vic Fangio's not a head coach. That's okay. Like, he's an amazing defensive coordinator. Bobby Saleh is a tremendous defensive coordinator. And the way he's making this happen here, coaxing decent performances out of a defense, that's without all the good players, he's done an awesome job. And the Christian McCaffrey propaganda campaign on television today has been unbelievable. You would think this is like Al Jazeera for Christian McCaffrey here. Where it's like you would think that these people that are doing sports television have Christian McCaffrey offensive player of the year. I don't think he can win. Jonathan Taylor and JSN having insane seasons. But McCaffrey right now leads the NFL in carries and receptions. Simultaneously an RB1 and a wide receiver one. In fantasy. There's a lot of good with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm not trying to bag on the team or say they can't win in the future. But as far as the 2025 NFL season is concerned, easy for me to say, this team has one fatal flaw that's going to prevent them from climbing the mountain. What is it? I'm going to tell you, but not right now. You'll have to wait until after the commercial break. Here, You Better You Bet on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.